With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Well, it was a pretty intense day on the campaign trail for former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, the two presidential candidates trading new verbal barbs yesterday ahead of the long holiday weekend. The latest from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Harris wrapped up the second day of a bus tour through South Georgia with a rally in Savannah, a day that included an interview with CNN, her first sit-down interview since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee. Trump started his Thursday with remarks ostensibly about the economy in Michigan before heading to a town hall in neighboring Wisconsin. Inside Elections with Nathan Gonzalez lists Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin as toss-ups, underscoring the importance of the very busy Thursday evening. A YouGov survey of registered voters released Wednesday put Harris up 47% to 45% nationally, but the company added a key finding in a summary of the poll. Quote, Trump holds a small lead among independents, 42% to 37%.
And Mr. Trump was watching the Harris-Walz interview on CNN last night. He says that Harris lacked something important, a presidential persona or appearance.
It was a tape. We're doing it live. Why are we doing it live and she's doing it taped? But
that's right. He's real.
But she was sitting behind that desk, this massive desk. And she didn't look like a leader to me, I'll be honest. I don't see her negotiating with President Xi of China.
The president, joined by former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard at a rally yesterday in Battleground, Michigan. And after that, Mr. Trump did visit Wisconsin as well, where the race is also supposedly very close. Also at SRNNews.com, the Federal Reserve's preferred barometer of inflation shows price pressures easing. That's leading to more speculation of an interest rate cut by the Fed just around the corner. And on Wall Street, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 108 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 167. This is SRN News. A member of Congress tries to settle the question of gender.
Illinois Republican Mary Miller has introduced the Defining Male and Female Act, which would require that the two sexes be defined strictly according to biology, not anything else. Democrats will probably block the legislation, and President Biden would certainly veto it if it gets that far. But Republicans at least want to get everybody on the record. One wonders that the founders could have ever imagined that Congress would one day need to try and establish who the boys and girls are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hot-button social issues will be on the ballot in scores of states this fall. At least nine states will consider constitutional amendments that would enshrine abortion. Nebraska is the only state with a competing pro-life measure. A proposed West Virginia amendment would prohibit physician-assisted suicide. Voters in Florida, North Dakota, and South Dakota will decide whether to legalize recreational marijuana in their states. This is SRN News. Seems that all is forgiven. A four-year-old boy who accidentally broke a rare vessel at an Israeli museum has now been invited back to continue his visit.
Haifa University restorer Rory Shaffin lays out pieces of the broken bronze-era jar. He tells the AP the repairs would be fairly simple, as the pieces were from a single complete jar, inviting visitors to get the feel of the antiquities while watching their steps.
It's important. I like that people touch. Don't break, but to touch things, it's important.
Hecht Museum director Inbal Rivlin says the ancient jar was displayed at the museum entrance and that the boy's family had quickly left.
He didn't have even the opportunity to visit the museum. He was just stepping two steps. It happened, and then they went out.
I'm Charles Tillidesma.
And Wall Street futures are higher following the latest readout on inflation. More details, SRNNews.com.